Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Coronavirus Daily Briefing. It's a new podcast that comes out every day by 5 p.m. with the latest headlines and context around the COVID-19/coronavirus crisis. From Ride Home Media, the Daily Podcast people, all things that happen today, all things you can do to protect yourself tomorrow, a quick 15 minutes and you're up to date. And I want to stay up to date and you should too. New Yorker Magazine called it one of the top coronavirus podcasts to listen to, saying it's on the right side of informed, non-hysterical, and focused. Search your podcast app right now and subscribe to Coronavirus Daily Briefing. That's Coronavirus Daily Briefing.
The original toilet paper panic. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
All the shortages we have, there's a gasoline shortage. You know what else is disappearing from the supermarket shelves? Toilet paper. Ha ha ha, you can laugh now. There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We gotta quit writing on it. But I want to tell you, it is serious. I just saw a commercial where... I know it's coming. Where Mrs. Olson comes in with a shopping bag, and the housewife says, "Forget the coffee, just give me the shopping bag." I want to tell you.
Before the great toilet paper panic of 2020, there was the toilet paper panic of 1973.
This has happened before?
This has happened before.
Wow. I want to learn what happened, what we did, what we can get and use today in this grave.
Oh, we've learned nothing.
Aww.
We've learned absolutely nothing.
What? I learned how to put a puzzle together on Instagram.
You're one of those?
Disney character I am.
So in 1973, Johnny Carson has been kind of taking the heat, even though it wasn't all him, of toilet paper panic.
Carson's taken some heat.
For once.
Beloved talk show host Johnny Carson is taking the blame.
So in the 1970s, especially 1973, there's a lot of shortages.
Mm-hmm.
The oil shortage, gas shortage.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone remembers. Depending on your license plate, if it was mm-hmm. odds or evens, is when you could use gas stations.
Oh.
In the 1970s... We talk about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Economically, a tough time.
Very
stock
tough.
Market not going well. A lot of, like, you know, New York City was bankrupt, and you know, the world and the country was topsy turvy.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear me throwing around the topsy turvy?
Not often.
Willy nilly?
No,
I don't use topsy turvy willy nilly.
No, use it to make sure it has the weight that it deserves. I appreciate that.
And in December 1973, Johnny Carson, he made a joke in his monologue, The Tonight Show, about a upcoming toilet paper shortage.
Okay.
But he wasn't the only person. This isn't like he didn't break this, but he had the audience and he had.
So other people were making toilet paper jokes?
They weren't making toilet paper jokes. They were making toilet paper serioses. I guess. Yeah,
some,
that's the technical term.
Sirius is in the writer's room?
In November 1973, news agencies were reporting a tissue shortage in Japan.
Okay.
And nobody really cared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were like, we have bigger problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Vietnam is
Use
over.
A napkin.
And what's the fallout from that? Nixon, goodbye. Stock market, gas, general economic depression. You watch any TV show. I mean, like, you watch, like, Sanford and Son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm, like, I'm just around this time. Good times in the 70s. The Jeffersons was a little bit different, but class issues, obviously race issues, and the economy. It wasn't just rich people,
yeah.
You know, all the time. Like now.
Like now.
But one person He had something to say about it. It was Harold V. Froelich, who is a Republican congressman in Wisconsin.
Oh, I should know that.
Maybe. He was receiving complaints. And this is your...
Yeah.
So I'm from the Midwest.
I should know this congressman.
His district was heavily forested. Is there... Mm-hmm. Can you... What area of Wisconsin is heavily forested?
Most of it.
Most of it? Okay.
I would say most of it.
I thought it was just all cigarette factories. But.
Well, they're in the forest.
Okay. The cigarette factory.
It's a historic... Yeah.
And he was receiving complaints about a reduced stream of pulp paper. And November 16th, he released his own statement. Didn't get much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Again, people were like, we have other problems going on. On December 11th, he issued another more serious press release. The U.S. may face a serious shortage of toilet paper within a few months. We hope we don't have to ration toilet tissue. A toilet paper shortage is no laughing matter. It is a problem that will potentially touch every American's butts. I added that part at the end. If I was his writer,
I was like, okay. I let it sink in.
I was going to say, every American's big old butt.
Every American's
big old
booty.
Big old butt.
That butt, though.
And then you're fired.
Okay.
And then you're fired. But that got people thinking, well, yes, I use gas for my car. We want to get one place another, but I know we all use toilet paper.
Yeah. So wait, people were reporting about this in Japan, like in other places, lightly. And everyone's like, we have so much shit going on, we can't even deal with
it. It was kind of blown out of what it really meant for boiling it down to toilet paper for butt consumption.
Yeah. And so this congressman in the middle of rural Wisconsin was like, hey, you know, you should take your toilet paper and hoard it because we won't have it soon enough, people. And then he went into the woods. Drink a six pack of Blatts, and we never heard from him again.
No, we did.
Oh.
Yeah. He's fine. he's all right. He's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, he's just a nice, quiet life.
So then the media picked up on this.
Okay.
And that's something interesting to discuss, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happened back in the 70s. The media would pick things
up.
And then shock and sensationalize and make everyone kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore.
I've never even heard. Sounds so unfamiliar to me. I can't even have a context for what you're talking
about. We're both sitting on two grosses of toilet paper right now.
We're sitting on pallets of toilet paper. I don't sleep on a mattress anymore. I sleep on 8 rolls of toilet paper. They're great for my back.
3-ply.
Roll them out.
Of course, things that are in the news, obviously, if you're a late night talk show host, or you're a comedian, or you're somebody who speaks things that are topical, he's like, well, I'm going to talk about toilet paper.
Yeah.
So Johnny Carson on his show, you know, we've got all sorts of shortages these days. But have you heard the latest? I'm not kidding. I saw it in the papers. There's a shortage of toilet paper.
Whoa.
And that made people go,
excuse me?
Yeah, well, you don't want to be on the wrong end of no toilet paper. I guess is what
very uncomfortable. Bidets are very un-American. Everyone's grossed out by them.
Is there a shortage of toilet paper? No. Do the companies want to keep making a profit? Does Charmin want to keep making a profit? Yes.
Yes. Everyone wants to make that money.
So there only becomes a shortage is when people are hoarding it.
Yes.
Again, this was just in the 70s.
I can't even think of how that would ever apply to us right now. I have no idea.
Well, this is, you know what I mean? It's a cautionary tale, but you don't have to worry about.
Okay, well, yeah.
And panic was set in. One person told the New York Times, for my baby shower, I told my party guests to bring toilet paper. In the chaos, you know, officials and leaders, they said, hey, remain calm. Everything's fine. And store owners ordered an insane amount of toilet paper and then set limits of 2 rolls per customer.
Okay.
Again, it's not, I'm talking about 1973.
Yeah, we're not talking about now.
No, we've learned our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then initially empty shelves.
Yeah.
People hoarding, bartering, black market.
Ooh. That black market toilet paper.
That black market
feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good to use that black market toilet
paper. I was like, I have 3 hand grenades. He's like, I'll trade for 6 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
I was like, done.
Yeah. Perfect. Hand sanitizer was abundant, though.
That was
hand sanitizer you could get anywhere.
They didn't. Everyone. Cheap. People were like, "Sanitize your hands." I just rubbed my jeans. Yeah. I'm fine.
my blues, my Levi's.
So for 4 months, toilet paper was rare, and then by February 1974, it was like, "Oh, I guess there's plenty of toilet paper, and there always have been plenty of toilet paper." Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's ways that toilet paper companies are like, "How do we sell more toilet paper?"
Yeah.
It's not a thing where it's like, no, it's too rare. We don't want to make money or profits.
Yeah.
I want to thank Priceonomics, New York Times, Snopes, and a little podcast called Strange Year, because I did this on the most recent episode of Strange Year. But I was like, I feel like this should be shared.
Mm-hmm. Across platforms. Again, why? I don't know. It doesn't apply to us at all.
If you want to go to a place free of anything bad, it would be patreon.com/ghosttownpod. There is an episode up right now about something haunted, and we want to get some
feedback. We need your opinion, and we're also doing a special thing. We're so appreciative of your listenership. Again, in times like these, in toilet paper crises and beyond, if you write in with your address, we're going to send you a little something straight to your home. You don't have to leave it. You don't have to leave your home. In fact, don't leave your home, but you'll get something to your home. And it will be a little delight, a little reward for not spreading the coronavirus.
And spoiler, it's not going to be toilet paper.
Yeah, no.